Now to another health issue. Authorities continue to look for links between the Washington state cow discovered with mad cow disease last week and a Canadian cow that was diagnosed with a deadly illness back in May. Deborah Schifrin reports on the ongoing investigation.
U.S. officials said yesterday that the Holstein cow infected with mad cow disease was 6.5 years old, 2 years older than they originally thought. That means the Washington cow was born before the U.S. and Canada banned the use of dangerous cattle feed that uses cow parts. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this could explain how the animal became ill, since eating feed with infected nervous system tissue is the primary way the disease is transmitted. Records indicate that the Washington cow was born in Alberta, the same province as the infected Canadian cow. If DNA tests prove the U.S. cow was born in Canada, researchers say, it is possible they both became infected from the same contaminated batch of feed. The Washington cow entered the United States from Canada in 2001, and U.S. officials are now trying to track 81 other cows that came from the same herd. Investigators say they need to find the cows to determine whether they ate from the same feed and could be infected. But officials say regardless of where the cow came from, the infected feed could have come from an American supplier. The Food and Drug Administration is currently trying to find out the origin of the feed. Last week, the Department of Agriculture recalled over 10,000 pounds of meat in 8 states and Guam. However, the USDA maintains that the food supply remains safe. The Bush administration has come under fire from Democratic presidential contenders who are calling for expanding testing for mad cow. In San Francisco, I'm Deborah Schifrin for Day to Day.